Blog Talk Radio.
Love that song. That's an awesome song. That means you've got awesome music.
Thank you. I'm usually great at not compliment me like that, but thank you, Ginger. I do appreciate it. Giving Corey the hairy eyeball right now over the internet.
The hairy eyeball?
Hairy eyeball. That's right.
Oh, my eyeball has hair on it, but alright.
just take a moment and think about it. Eyeball that's almost half closed. Like, almost all the closed. Anyway.
Yeah, that's not where my brain went. That's not where my brain went at all.
Wow. Wow. That was a bad people. Okay.
All right, well, I guess I can try this. Hey! Welcome to the show. This is The Weekend Gaming with Gamer Girls Radio. So far, you've got us three. We've got our wonderful, fabulous, honky mel over there. Master Blaster, how are you?
What did you call me?
Master Blaster, Mr. Master Blaster.
No, before that.
I don't know, hunky, awesome, wonderful, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you called me. Never mind. Okay, well, that's great. Thank you very much for that wonderful intro that I totally misunderstood. I thought you called me a hunky. I don't
hunky, not hunky, hunky.
Okay, all right, well.
So why am I hearing Blog Talk Radio? Because my page just started trying
your
to play.
Your page just started up. That's why. There you go.
That's a little bit behind there. And then we've got Miss Corey, who, you know, is not here yet, but she will be soon, of course. Snow is MIA. She's, you know, on some secret mission or something. And then we've got me. Yay! Ms.
Yay!
Yay!
Right. Yeah. Sorry, I don't have any. I don't have any applause queued up. I mean, our studio audience is being very quiet today. So.
That's fine. We've got the dark one in chat. We've also got, unless that's you, guest 16583.
Not guest 16583, but I will be there shortly.
All right. Well, hello, guest 16583. If you'd like to chat with us in the chat room, you just make yourself an account, top right-hand corner there, and then you can hang out with us in the chat room. So, yay! We're bringing you all sorts of news.
All right, well, you know, it's interesting. So while we're killing time, waiting for Corey to join us, I don't know, it's Thursday. This is weird. So the end of the world is coming soon. Are you prepared?
We've got, 8 days? I'm slightly prepared. I'm not totally prepared, but...
Slightly prepared? Have you been hunkering down with your supply of spam and your semi-automatic weapon?
No, I do have the semi-automatic weapon, but no. Nothing for the spam. The spam's just not going to happen. That's kind of gross. I do have canned goods, and I've got a whole crap load that would probably last us forever of MREs. So you just bought 10 boxes of
MREs
off of eBay. Oh my god! Yeah, MREs.
No, I know what MRE is. I haven't. You know, I go camping a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I buy these store bought, and they're like MREs, but from the store for campers,
yeah.
And they just taste awful. I have to say,
not much better. They got more stuff in them.
Well, what do they have in them?
You know, you've got crackers, you've got chocolate, of course, you've got your different drink mixes. I think you've got coffee and something else. You've got your ready to heat in the little package, whatever the food, and I think you get more choices with the MREs.
Right. Well, the one I buy when I go out camping, this is the only one that's actually halfway edible, is the chicken and rice. Delicious. The rest of them
are not very good at all.
I'm just telling you. So anyway, so here's the deal. So Corey's, you know how Corey's always busting my chops and about the Steam games, right? And the fact that I have Steam games. Well, if the apocalypse ends up coming true, right, I may lose my internet connection. I may not be able to play any games at all. I don't think I have. I looked around my room here. I don't think I have any PC games that aren't digital. I may have one or two. I'm going to be hurting. I mean, if the end of the world does come, right, and if Steam goes down, I might be hurting. I may have to rethink this digital download only stuff policy I've had for a while.
You know, we've been on you about that, but no.
I know. Well, the end of the world is what's kind of. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's coming pretty soon, and I've been starting to think about this. You know, what am I going to do in the apocalypse? I mean, how am I going to game? I guess it's more important.
Setting people on fire, real life. I don't know. So I guess we always play GTA real life.
That's true.
Who's playing GTA real life? Y'all trying to run
for school?
Well, if the apocalypse happens.
Right.
Oh, yeah, true.
It's coming soon. And I was just admitting to Ginger that, I may have to rethink my digital-only download policy because I looked around the room here, and if the end of the world happens and there's no internet connection after that, I'm going to be in trouble. I've got nothing to play here, hardly, that doesn't require it.
Interesting that we mentioned that to you, and you just don't listen.
Well, it's the end of the world's coming soon, so it's like, you know, I guess I just didn't think about it until the end.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about logically, if the apocalypse happens, we probably won't have electricity. So even digital download or not, you'll be SOL unless you have a generator of some sort.
I'm going to have a generator because I'm going to steal one. I know exactly where I'm going to get it from, too.
I'm going to harness zombie power. I already have built a giant wheel in my backyard. I've attached it to a generator. I'm just going to capture a few zombies, you know, put out a piece of, you know, half piece of brain or something in front of the wheel, and endless power.
You know, that's ironic that you say that. There is some school here in Texas that does that with the kids when they go out in the playground. All they have to do is figure out where that school is.
Well, we've seen the apocalypse. Think about it this way. Zombies, they don't get tired. They just keep shambling on. Seriously. I'm just saying the zombie apocalypse might be the best thing that's ever happened to mankind as far as an energy crisis is concerned.
Oh, God.
It's been solved. No energy crisis.
No.
It's safe. I mean, as long as you don't let the zombies out of the cage. I mean, you know, you get safe.
Well, at some time or other, I mean, zombies are not. That shit's going to break down. That's dead bodies.
No, it's not going
to
break down.
You put a new one on. That's what he's saying. We got a whole bunch. You put a bunch of them in the cage. See, that's why you need to watch Walking Dead. You cage a few. You keep them fed.
Yeah.
And what do they eat? Well, I guess they eat.
You know what they eat. They'll eat animals. They'll eat anything. Or you got other people that's just not acting right. Sometimes they need to be ate. You throw them in there.
I got a list of those people.
See?
They'll just keep shambling on, and you've got power forever. I'm just saying, I'm thinking that this apocalypse may not be such a bad thing. That's all I'm saying. Except for the internet. I mean, we got to find a way around that. That's the only problem.
So 12-12-12 was a practice apocalypse, huh? Is that what that was, the practice apocalypse?
That was the practice apocalypse. That wasn't the real apocalypse. Isn't that like 20-something?
21.
12-21. Yeah.
One.
I guess we'll see.
That was the apocalypse for a lot of things for me. Anyways.
Well, you know, they're talking about, like, totally closing, well, not really closing down the internet, but making it all, like, super safe and government-run and all this other fun stuff. And, you know, if they do that, you know, somebody's going to come up with an underground internet of some sort that is not governed by the authorities, I guess.
There's already rumors of the dark net. And I've been hearing that a lot more. And I'm not going to name names, but somebody's actually confirmed to me that they've been on it.
You know what? I'm finding it. Dark net right now. I'm finding it.
I don't think you can find it on Google, Ginger.
I will find it.
I'm going to go on record as saying Ginger finding the dark net has nothing to do with Game Girls Radio or GameAtrix.com. We disavow all knowledge of your existence, Ginger, when you find it.
I am not scared.
Do you know Ginger? Mm-mm.
Darknet.
Never heard of her.
I will find it. Anonymous takes down Darknet child porn ring.
See? Darknet. See, there's a reference to it. It exists.
They may be just talking about, like, personal.
Mm-hmm. No. It is not personal. This, I have heard of this Darknet business. I just don't know where it is, and I'm not going to go looking for it because, like I said, we already know we're watched here.
Because that's like a peer-to-peer. You know what? Watch me. You know what? Hey, look. Boobies!
Not that kind of watch, Ginger.
My bad.
Wow.
Man, your friend is out of control.
Yeah. Well, you know, drugs are bad. That's all I gotta say.
True stories.
Never been told.
I'm all eating cake in y'all's ear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's up with that, anyways? What's up with that? You're late. You're eating cake. My goodness.
Where the hell's
my cake? Seriously, like slacker?
I'm sorry. My breasts hurt. She said as she grabbed one. This one right here. Look, Ben, look.
Yes.
Look, this one right here.
Oh, don't worry. I've been looking. Long time. So what's going on this Thursday? Tomorrow is, man, it's getting close to Christmas, too. Have you guys filled out your gamer Christmas list?
A gamer Christmas list? What's this?
What are you talking about? What do you mean, what is a gamer Christmas list? It's the only Christmas list that matters. You've got your Christmas list that have socks and shoes and all the stuff that you need, and then you've got your gamer Christmas list, which has all the things that you really need. It includes games and things. I don't know. I'm just saying,
well,
dropping
it. Well, it's not Winter Amos yet, so.
I got Far Cry 3 on there. I've got Assassin's Creed 3 on there. There's a lot of 3s on my gamer Christmas list.
You know what's on my gamer Christmas list? To actually get to play some games for uninterrupted. Because I was trying to enjoy me some Fallen Earth last night, Roaming the Prairies. I forgot how much I love that game. Let us meditate in Fallen Earth. And then as soon as I sit down and I get it going, I get my dual wielding going. I got two knives this time. I get told it's time for me to go to sleep.
About that.
I don't know. So Corey interrupted, is that what we're saying? This is Corey interrupted?
I was not happy. I was in the middle. I was going to take down the prairie chicken. If you were watching our Facebook, you saw I was posting pictures. I was about to take that big-ass prairie chicken down. He was going down. I was going to have me some legs. I had a bunch of milk. I was going to make something. I had a new frying pan. Had never been used.
All right.
So that's where I had to leave it. So I hope when I log in, he's probably going to eat my ass when I log in. Y'all know the prairie chickens roam.
Whoa.
Well, he is.
Whoa.
You better love prairie chickens.
What kind of game are you playing?
You have seen the prairie chickens. Do not front. You remember those chickens. Oh, you're like, oh, what's that?
Let me kill that prairie chicken. I don't know what you're talking about.
And they put farms in. But you know what I found out? They're on the test server. And I'm not installing on the test server. You hear me, Fallen Earth? Not going to do it.
Well, you know, the apocalypse came earlier for some GameSpy customers, right?
Really?
No, I hadn't heard.
You didn't hear about that?
Well, yeah, I did hear about that. Somehow some private servers for an FPS were shut down or something, right?
No. So you know, GameSpy has been a service, and a lot of developers.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. We were talking about that. Yeah. Do tell them.
Yeah. Now we're all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So GameSpy provides a service where if you're a developer and you don't want to pay for servers and all that crap, right? You want to have a multiplayer content, but you don't want to be in charge of all that, you know, hardware and patches and all that crap you got to do. You can get GameSpy to host all your multiplayer for you. Right? So sounds like, and for a small fee, I don't know. I'm not sure what the fee is. They don't actually ever explain it in these articles how much it costs. But I've heard it's very cost effective, and sometimes that means you can keep servers up for long after you stopped updating the games, right? Well, GameSpy was, I believe, bought by a company called Glu Mobile.
Yes.
And Glu Mobile started pulling the plug on all these game servers that didn't have a lot of people playing on them, but were still active. And they didn't even tell the companies that, you know, had paid them money for the service, right? So actually funny, because today Glu Mobile put out a statement. There's been a lot of articles about this. People are complaining about this. You know, hey, you know, what's going on here? So Glu Mobile has said that there have been a number of reports regarding the recent discontinuation of service to several online multiplayer games previously supported by GameSpy Technologies. They said, we recognize that fans of the games or the publisher elected to discontinue GameSpy Technologies are frustrated. However, reports that GameSpy Technologies shut down the servers without warning are simply inaccurate. So basically, they're saying that, no, wait a minute. You know, we didn't actually pull the plug. The game, the people who, publishers who made the games, they're the ones that pulled the plug. We let them know that, hey, if you don't, continue to pay us, you know, we're not going to pull the plug. So they go on to say, each publisher contracting with GameSpy Technologies elects at its sole discretion. discretion whether or not to maintain support for its titles. So they're claiming that all the articles saying they pulled the plug, and that's simply not true.
Wow.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I think that's shiesty. Why did you not tell them that they owed money until after you turned off the server, is my question.
Right.
That looks like some price gouging of some sort.
They're saying that it's really funny. They say in some cases this lapsing ranges back as much as 4 years. Excuse me, this is kind of worded funny. GameSpy Technologies continue to provide months and in some cases years of support for free. They said, however, we cannot be expected to provide a service free of charge to publishers who choose not to renew their service agreements. And they said in each case where it was reported in the press where there was discontinuation of GameSpy Technology services, the applicable publisher was well aware they had not made the required payments under their agreements with GameSpy Technology. They're just throwing it all. They're throwing all the publishers under the bus. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe I tend to not believe them because it sounds, you know, on face value we hear all these like gloom and doom stories about them just pulling the plug, but this article kind of makes sense that maybe they had let them know they were going to do this, and maybe these publishers, especially in the case these games are years and years old, right? Maybe these publishers don't have anybody in contact anymore. You know how hard it is to get a hold of publishers sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you feel about that?
I'm going to go back to my original statement. It is not right for you to pull the plug on a server without saying something to somebody, or you don't wait until, oh, by the way, you owe us $10,000. They've been paying, you know, whatever they're supposed to be paying up until this point. It seems to, you know, so why would you...
Where were the collection notices or something?
Yeah. Where's your letter saying, you know, oh, you've been paying $10,000, but you really need to be paying $20,000, and, you know, if you don't pay us, we're going to have to shut them off by these dates. And you have players to consider, because even if they are free-to-play servers, players have long memories when you take shit away from them that they liked. And they will never forget it. They will always associate this with Glue Mobile. And if you all come out with this really cool something you want everybody to play next time, they're going to be like, remember when I was playing such and such and you just took my server away? No. That's not cool. Not cool at all. Not cool.
No.
I was worried about
that one. I feel so bad for those players, man. I'd be pissed, that were me. My favorite game taken down.
Pissed. I'm sitting outside the offices right now.
No kidding, right? Seriously, when Stargate since went under, oh, I was hot. I was so hot. I was like, how did this happen? What do you mean somebody embezzled all the money? Ran off to Mexico. Are you kidding me? Mexico's not that far. Just tell me where you went. I'll go get them. I will return with the money. It'll be good. It'll be all right. Just don't ask me what happened to that guy.
All right. I got an interesting topic here.
Roll it.
You know how we're always making fun of the casual gamers and...
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently... We need to stop making fun of them, because us hardcore gamers are only 10% of the industry. Around $50 billion is coming from these casual people.
Well, you know what that is, right?
Farmville.
Well, yeah, on that side of it, I was going to say, well, there's only 10% of us, because, you know, not everybody can be awesome.
This is true. We're 10% awesome.
Yeah.
We are the 10%.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
But that doesn't surprise me. I mean, because my mom plays Farmville, and I know she spent quite a bit of, I don't know how much money, but I know she spent a good deal of money on Farmville. So,
who was that lady we did a story on, like, earlier this year that spent, like, $2,000 on Farmville?
I don't remember, but I know there was another lady that got caught embezzling several thousand dollars from her job that she was using.
That's who I was talking about.
Oh, is that who you're talking about? Okay.
It might have been more than $2,000. I think I lowballed her.
Like 10 or something. $10,000 or $15,000. Embezzling.
Gone. Yeah, she was embezzling from her job. She was taking money from her
bills.
The act of embezzling is so bad. But I have to say one thing, that out of all the crimes you can commit, embezzling has the sexiest name.
You know, if I'm going to embezzle $15,000, it's not going on a fucking game. It's going to go in like... China or something. It's going to go like into their home market and make me some money, and I'm going to move out of the country.
It's going to go into my rising zombie. It's going to go into my rising zombie power source scheme that I've got going on here.
I have always said there will never be a day you will see me on the news saying I went to jail for $15 million, maybe.
I know, right?
If I'm going big. No, going big. I got
to
go.
Just go, likes to go big.
Go big or go home.
Hey, you know, that's funny.
I already have the ticket. The plane is on the tarmac when I
look, when I call you, I got the 15, you better be ready to pick me up.
Nope.
funny you should mention that Casual Gamers. I was just reading something in the latest Game Informer. I think this is the December one, I think, because it's the games of 2000, top 50 games of 2012 edition. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find the article. It was talking about Zynga in here, and I cannot – looking around for it one sec. Zynga's in trouble, though.
But while you're doing that,
they've been in trouble for a while. They can't
get it. Here it is.
Everybody jumping ship.
Yeah, here it is, real quick. It's real quick. It's like a paragraph. Zynga gets taken down a peg. The social games publisher post-IPO decline continues. With stock price languishing around $2 a share, several executives are investigated for insider trading. Meanwhile, Zynga canceled 13 games, including the Sims-like The Vill. I don't know what that was a weird sentence. Including the Sims-like in.
Well, that's because the Sims has the S on the end. It messes up a sentence when you put it in there.
Right, and closed studios and cut jobs. Is this the future of social games? Question mark.
Well, Big Fish, who does social games, and also Sports, one of our alum. Hello there, you. Whose name I can't remember right now, who looks amazingly like this other blonde guy here. We got too many blondes working here. I got to cut that out. Anyway, they did a panel where they were – basically, they're saying, yeah, we made a lot of money doing this year, but that doesn't mean it'll happen next year. They understand that this is very fickle business. They said the games cost around $500,000 to produce, and, you know, that kind of game, it could be ported to iPad for $20,000 because now you have a $500 million game on a hyper-growth platform, which is what the iPad is. And he says, and the game has already made the return profit in a short amount of time. So that's why we see so many of these games being ported to iPad. They're not great games by any stretch of the imagination. They're fine before they got to the iPad. And the people who actually make the good stuff, they never make it to the front page. But if you can make the money, I say do it. They said they had 1.2 billion PC users that have been coming over to Big Fish every month, and that's because of all the platforms that they're on. You know, once you play it somewhere, you're like, I wonder what this is like on the PC. Well, on the PC, it's different, and we can make it so that you can, you know, cross-play. It's there.
Really?
Excuse me. It's stupid, but it works.
I guess. I can't.
Crossplay is awesome, although
I don't think anybody's done it right.
Well, no. Wrong.
Who's done it right?
Valve.
How so?
Oh my god.
Portal 2. Cross-platform play between the PS3 and PC.
No, see, we have a difference of when I say crossplay. When I'm saying crossplay, I'm meaning for me to buy a game on two different platforms. Which would mean double your money. It has to be two different things to make me want to play.
But can I say this to you? If you bought the game for PS3, you got it free on Steam for the PC.
That's not what I mean either.
I think she's talking about the game is totally different.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, Dragon Age. Remember what Dragon Age did? You had the game on the Xbox, but you also had a Facebook version where if you crafted things, you could bring those things that you crafted from Facebook into your game on the Xbox. That's what I mean when I say cross-platform, and I would have paid.
That's not what most people say about it when they say cross-platform.
Well, that's what they mean, but that's what I would like to see. That's why I say I don't think anybody has done it right. That to me would get your hardcore gamers into buying stuff if it was some kind of something that I can use in both places. I have two different things I'm doing. For me, anyway.
Right, so I don't know about right as whether or not this was done right, but I do know a very interesting concept very much like that with the online game Eve. Did you guys remember hearing about this? So you guys, are you familiar with Eve?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, I know Corey's familiar with Eve.
God, and I will never play with you again, but carry on.
That's fine. Well, if you just want to fly your ship in the sun, I'm not going to stop you next time.
You will not.
Anyway.
I want to fly a ship in the sun. Eve, get out.
He's like, it's so bright. I just want to get closer.
I sure did.
What are those warning signals going off? What's going on? Red alert? What?
I sure did.
But listen, in Eve, there was a lot of, you know, it's a spaceship game, basically. For those of you who don't know, it's an MMORPG where you fly around spaceships and you can do the things you can do in spaceships, right? You can collect, you know, resources, you can play the markets, you can pick on other players and shoot them and take their cargo. Yada, yada, yada.
grief and be a bitch, all to right. heart the light.
Exactly. So in E, though, there's a lot of action took places in these different solar systems. There were planets that took places, you know, all the action took place around, but these planets were just window dressing in the game, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't really do anything. Well, there was, well, the company behind Eve, CCP, decided to release the console game that was like a first-person shooter. And it took place on these different planets inside the game system. So you could actually...
You're talking about Justice, right?
That's
514.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know the name of it.
And so, it's on PS3.
It is on PS3. So basically, you can have these little battles that go on the planet, and they actually affect the in-game economy in Eve. And not only that, but in Eve, you can, in the game, you can request like orbital strikes and stuff, and Eve players can pick up those requests and actually do them, commit them for you inside Eve, and it will affect your game inside Dust. So,
I forgot about that. That is a good one, where they got some nice cross-platform. I just wish they'd done it on all, not just two. They need to, you know, go ahead and pick up the Xbox and pick up some iOS. Those types of things I like. I want to be able to take my game with me, not just take it with me because I bought, you know, a 3DS or a Vita. I want to be able to pull up my iOS and say, you know what, I need to check my cargo. And if somebody is harassing me, I need to be able to say, Ben is actually playing. Let me go ahead and message him real quick. I'm going to give you 5 minutes.
Get that article.
No, I'm talking about in the game. That's to pick up these boxes and carry them over there because they're robbing me. You know, that's what I want to be able to do from my phone. And, you know, if I have a 3DS. So I need some – I don't think anybody's really tried yet to do that. I think the person who manages to do it and do it well is going to have the most amazing game ever.
But I haven't heard any – so again, I don't know if this is done well or not, but I haven't heard much about it.
I don't know if Dust is actually even out. Is it out?
I think it's released a bit ago.
See, the fact that we don't even know that makes it...
It's on PSP and PlayStation. And PlayStation, they messed up. They showed us all this pretty stuff, and they didn't give it to us. Damn, what was it? Wizard that we were all in love with? Like, I'm buying a PlayStation.
I do have to say this. When I saw Killzone at whatever E3 that was, for the first time, Killzone 2 on the PS3... And it just looked ridiculous. And they're like, oh, it's going to be completely open world. It's going to have this level of graphics, and it's going to be awesome. And I'm like, oh, this sounds so great. And then, you know, Killzone 2 was not a bad game, mind you, but it was heavily scripted storyline, single-player storyline, typical of any first-person shooter out there. And the graphics were good. They were good. But it wasn't, like, mind-blowing when it finally got out and you got a chance to play it. So, you know, that's what happened with that.
No, it's not released yet.
It's not. The only thing I want to see from them is that the Vampire the Masquerade game that they are not telling us anything about. I want that one badly.
You know, I think that one is good, but
I guess the
vampire games are just meh.
Yeah, well, nobody gives me the ability to bite, but this is Vampire the Masquerade. I know I'm gonna be able to bite somebody. I'm just gonna go around biting people. I'm gonna have a whole family like within an hour. Gonna bite the fuck.
The whole town of starving vampires. Humans left.
That's exactly what I'm aiming for.
You just want to end humanity.
I don't want to end humanity. I want some humans to stay, but just for that first couple of hours when I'm like a new vampire, I'm just gonna bite everybody I see. You'd be like, oh hey, look at that.
No biting me, no.
That's why I always say hi to you shotgun first.
That does not hurt me as a vampire, I would like to point out.
Let's fill wood chips. Wood chips.
Yeah.
Wood chips. I don't think they work in Vampire's Masquerade.
Go ahead.
So speaking of taking over the world, Syrian rebels. Oh, my God. All right. So they have a homemade tank that's operated by a PS3. Did y'all? I bet. Didn't know if we talked about it on Thursday.
No, you can talk about it now. We can get into details. Now we can talk about it for real. Because, you know, during the day, we have to keep it clean.
That is true. They've got this badass, ugly tank. They have built it from scratch. It's operated or ran, or at least the gun portion of it is, by a PS3 controller. It's big enough to hold two guys. Of course, the driver is inside driving. And he's got a couple of screens where he can see things outside. And then the gun turret guy sits behind him, and he's got three screens. So that he can look around and see on all sides. and he shoots using a PS3 controller.
That's what you call co-op right there.
It's got no chance of working. Everybody knows if you want accuracy, you want a mouse and keyboard.
True story. But it's got three cameras on the outside, one in the front and two in the back. I actually tweeted the video earlier this week. So
Why two in the back? I don't get. Why two in the back? I mean, I could see one in the back because you want to see what's behind you, but wouldn't you want two in the front and one in the back? I mean, which way are you going to be fighting these guys? From the back?
I don't know. And, you know, I have to wonder about it. They're talking about this whole thing's like rusted metal, and it's not going to hold up to a rocket-propelled grenade or cannon fire or anything like that.
Oh, you have pictures?
Yeah. I will actually drop the link.
Yeah, but drop in the chat for those of us who are in the chat. By the way, if you're not in the chat, that is where all the cool stuff happens.
Yes, where is Seth? We got two turntables and a mic.
It cost about $10,000 to build. It's sitting on a car chassis. It's nuts. One hand, you know, I've got to give it to him for ingenuity. On the other, if you're going to build a tank, make it a little bit stronger than that.
Well, see, I'm looking at this.
Was like rocket-propelled grenades. I might see a picture of anybody over there. They've got, like, two of them on their shoulders. You got kids running around with those damn things everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. I was like, what if somebody manages to capture you? They already know how to drive your tank. Anybody that's ever used a controller, forward, back, start. Right bumper, left bumper. Light trigger, left trigger. Just shoot. Just back up. We don't have to look at the screen. Just close eyes. I got it. Oh, that's
that. I don't know what they intend to do with this thing. I mean, one grenade's all it's going to take.
That might stop a grenade. I don't think that would have any hope of stopping rifle rounds, though. I mean, maybe small arms, pistols
and
stuff.
Yeah, they say it'll fit off small arms, but
yeah. Yeah, pistols and shotguns, but rifle rounds will go straight through that.
Seems kind of useless, then.
Well, no, you know what's going to happen, because, you know, our government's a bunch of thieving bitches, is going to go over there and take it, and they're going to build it out of something that is not easily penetrated by rifle rounds. And
we already have tanks like this that are, like, awesome, and they don't have people sitting inside.
That's true.
So here's the thing, like, the news has really had a hard-on for that for a long time about the Syrian stuff, and then you haven't really heard much about it lately. I don't know what the deal is with that.
I don't know. Maybe somebody set them in the corner and said, play nice!
I just think that people just have such a short attention span that, like, the news is starting to take effect. Like, they're all starting to have short attention spans, too.
Oh, nobody cares anymore. Now it's all about, you know, what Snooki did. Did she get drunk? Did she pass out?
Oh, no, she's old news, honey. She's old.
How poof is her poof?
Okay. So that annoying redhead. I can't think of what her name is.
Found out about
Lindsay Lohan. There we go.
Lindsay Lohan. Oh, she's broke, by the way. Anyways, sorry.
We do that too. We just throw in some pop culture reference.
I don't mean to start the conversation.
You can throw that in there because we're mad at her.
She broke. I heard that in the news this morning. She broke.
Yeah.
I like how you say she broke.
She broke.
You know who else is about to be broke? Mr. McAfee.
Who cares? You know what? If you have McAfee on your computer, you need to be shot anyway.
I know, right?
It's pretty awful. But see, here's the thing. Back in the day, he was revolutionary. I mean, you have to understand, he's a crazy son of a bitch right now. But back then, he did something that nobody else was doing at the time, right? And that's why he got that's what he got rich. I'm telling you people.
On your computer?
No. He reverse engineered a virus so that he could figure out what made it tick, and so he could stop it. I mean, there's a whole, it was really funny. Now, I don't know if I've said this before on the show, but I was reading an article on the internet, I swear, like 2 or 3 days before McAfee went apeshit, about McAfee and about how he's getting ready. Somebody's like, he's a ticking time bomb. He's going to go apeshit one day. And then, like, 3 days later, he went apeshit. It was weird.
What happens when you're hopped up on bath salts.
I don't know. Well, he was like, he had some sort of Breaking Bad thing going on, because the article was about how the guy went down there to he was a reporter, and he had wrote some articles about McAfee before in the past, and these articles weren't very flattering. So McAfee invited him down to, like, say, hey, listen, man, I'm actually doing something down there. You want to come see what I'm doing? So the guy came down there, and McAfee was supposedly working on some sort of wonder drug that was going to, like, you know, revolutionize, you know, mankind, and he was really sketchy on the details. And the guy's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's making meth down there.
Wow.
The real broken magic going on down there. He even had like a scientist that he was working / sleeping with. It was like a whole sordid story. I think
yeah,
it was on like.
Apparently, he's got like two girlfriends, 20 and 17, that he's trying to also get out of Belize.
I think it was like on Gawker or something. One of those
yeah,
sites
17.
Like that. Yeah. It was an interesting article, but I swear to you, it was like 3 days later. I'm like, man, that escalated quickly.
Seriously, how do you fake a heart attack? I mean, doesn't that leave like something, some kind of symptom in your body? Something.
There is a cellular chemical or something that it's supposed to leave behind, but if psychosomatic, you know, things can cause that you'd be able to do that. The mind is an amazing thing. You can make yourself believe you had a heart attack. That's how people pass the lie detector. So you can make your body produce that chemical if you just force yourself to believe it enough. So,
yeah.
And we already know he's a little bit of a mad genius. You know, he created McAfee, although it sucks.
Yeah.
But so who knows what he's able to do? Or
he talks about, you know, he faked his heart attack. I look pretty healthy, don't I? And just and he runs off to Guatemala. And I'm sorry. If he's not guilty, I'll be fucking surprised.
Oh, they let him go. You know, that's why he's here in the U.S. They let him go.
I thought they extradited
him. Originally, no, they didn't let him go. He took off.
Okay, what exactly has he done is what I'm trying to figure out, because I don't even know.
He supposedly got in an argument with another, I think it was an American or a British. It was not a native, like, because basically down there, a lot of rich people go there, and they buy big houses, and they get away from the world. Right. And he basically got in a big argument with another like foreigner down there, and supposedly they shot him in the head.
Oh, that's right. He went to his house. They killed his house. That's what I said. He went to his house and shot him.
He went to his house and shot him with some argument over dogs or something. I don't know. It was really odd. But,
I keep telling y'all, don't kill people. Why kill them when you can torture them for the rest of their lives? That's the gift that keeps on giving. Don't kill them.
And he comes right here to the U.S., and I'm wondering, do we extradite our own people to other countries?
We need to. You know what? That's why I don't have my own country. People would show up and be like, I committed a crime. Will you take me in? You know what?
Well, it depends. Did you kill somebody I didn't like?
You know how your mom would come in when you come in the house and be like, you know what? You can go right back wherever it is you came from because it's 3 in the morning. You know what, Mr. McAfee? You need to go back where you came from. You can't come in here. Why? Mm-mm. We don't want you here. Here's your bag.
Yeah, actually, Guatemala, I don't think Guatemala was where I think he left wherever he was and went to Guatemala to escape the authorities.
That's
and
what I heard. That he
Guatemala extradited him, because actually Lethal Migraine just posted in the chat that John McAfee was arrested in Guatemala for entering the country illegally. I believe it's because he was escaping off murder happened in a neighboring country.
In Belize,
yes. So that, and then so Guatemala extradited him to where? His country of origin, which happened to be?
USA.
USA. So
USA.
He said it was interesting because then as soon as he landed, like a bunch of the, like I forget, it was either FBI or one of those organizations quickly snapped him up, put him on another plane, and took him off somewhere. I don't know where he's at right now, but I don't know.
I think this is nuts. He's back in the U.S. He's going to be sleeping in his own bed. I mean, on one hand, I hope he didn't kill his neighbor. I really, really do, because that is some fucked up shit. But you ran from the authorities. There's got to be something that we can try him for here, you know? I don't know, something. Of course, now they're saying he's not, like, the main suspect or something.
The bad part is, even though, because somebody in the chat room said, you know, he hasn't actually worked at McAfee in a while, it's still his name.
No, he sold the company a long time ago.
He's still affected because of his name. He's in the news, and people...
I'm the one that said that. Actually, they pushed him out. They pushed him out because he was crazy back then.
Pushed him out or not, his name is still on the marquee, and people know who he is, and the stockholders are eventually going to be like, I got to go. So I'm thinking we're seeing the end of Max Fast and St. Norton.
Well, that was already coming anyways, because that shit is ridiculously just dumb. It doesn't work. It's like a virus on your computer.
Well, you know,
like spying or something, or letting loose their own viruses or something.
Yeah, them, or it might have been Norton's. Those
no,
two.
No, it was McAfee.
Well, Norton does the same shit. They need to go too. And Kaspersky, I'm not putting it past them. They're the ones keep saying, we found the virus. We found what?
Excuse me, don't talk bad about me.
I won't touch Kaspersky. I don't like it either.
That's right. Kaspersky is attacking your internet right now, causing you to Phantom Mountain.
Is, little bastard. Kaspersky probably is. All right. Wait a minute. Yeah, I got all off my topic. That's not what I was going to talk about. Was I talking about that?
I don't know. You started mentioning something. I don't know.
I'm talking about our percentage of the, you know what? I'm not even going back to the topic. We know we're 10% of awesome and we're moving along. Okay, here's the other juice. I love when people talk bad about other people's stuff. Ubisoft is talking bad about Guitar Hero.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Shit just got real. Talking about my Guitar Hero. Actually, what was it? I like the other one. What was the band one? Something band?
Rock Band?
Rock Band. I never bought any of the peripherals. I just admired it from afar.
I have all of them. I have the drums. Well, not I have all of them. I have three out of four. I have the drums, and I have three microphones, and I have two guitars. So I got almost a full band. You know, I'm missing the keyboard and the trumpet. They never made a trumpet, but I always wanted them to. Anyway, the developer, or marketer, or rather, Tony Key, was talking about how they keep Just Dance fresh and how it won't go
Tony
away.
Key. Like, sorry.
Tony, he says when Guitar Hero was able to bring people in, it was good for everyone in the industry. And same goes for Wii Sports, Wii Fit, and now Just Dance. You just talked about them and said it won't go the way of them, but then you throw yourself in the same sentence with them. Yes, Just Dance can die because people will get tired of I'm going to tell y'all now, I have Just Dance 3 here because Baby Natrix likes it, but the novelty wore off after you've done Hit Me Baby one more time, and it's like, I'm tired now, and I really don't want to hit you, baby, one more time. I think I'm just going to turn this off. You know, there's only so much dancing you can do at your house. Part of the fun of dancing, hello there, Ubisoft, is being out with other people. It's fun if you have it in a setting like when Microsoft does the Child's Play event every year. They usually put the Just Dance and those things outside of the store on the walkway in the mall. So people, of course, stop to either watch other people dance or join in because you can with Just Dance 4. It's not like Dance Central. Anybody can join in and dance and it picks you up in the background. But that's the only way that works because people like to dance together. That's how that works. So if you are somebody, a gamer, who is, so say, antisocial, or after a while people come to your house and they're like, I'm tired of dancing, nobody's going to buy any more Just Dance 4, 5, 6. You will go the way of Guitar Hero. And I will forget about you, whereas when I look over here, I'll see my guitars and I'm thinking about I may have to go and break out and do me some Nirvana after the show. I will not break out and do Hit Me Baby one more time. Not going to happen.
No.
I mean, honestly, you two, what would be your preference? The Apocalypse, you have Guitar Hero, you have Just Dance.
Sorry,
I don't play guitar, so I would have to go with Just Dance. But that's just me.
Apocalypse, you forgot the guitar is a weapon. See, Xander, not thinking like survival.
This is true. On the other hand, guitars break. We see people do them every day on stage.
Yeah. So I was just arguing in the chat room. Not arguing, we were just chatting in the chat room with Lethal Migraine. They were talking about how one of the best Guitar Hero players in the world was Minnesota Vikings punter Chris Clue.
No, it's Freddie Wong, thanks.
Well, anyways, I just said that. My response was, I'm sorry, I can't take Guitar Hero, quote-unquote, players and quote-unquote bands seriously. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, here, two things. I don't think the guitar, I'm not going to say it doesn't require any skill, it does, but I think the drums is probably closer to actual real drums. They didn't take that one far enough. I mean, I've seen Baby Natrix sit down and learn to play, you know, song, the beats from the song, because it's like a real drum set, you understand? It's not far off from a real drum set. The guitar, not so much. And, of course, the singing, if you are able to sing, some people are tone deaf, and believe you me, I have heard them. If you don't think you can pick these people out, get your Rock Band and go into multiplayer mode and just start bouncing in people's games. Some of you out there need to never sing again. Just don't do it. So, but if you are trying to practice your singing and you're planning on going on, I don't know, what's it, American Idol, whatever, The Voice, it's a good place to practice. But the guitar players, no. Now, the bad part of that is they released, what was it? I was raving. I thought that was going to be the next big thing, Rise of the Six String.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a real guitar, wasn't it?
It was a real guitar, but what they, I don't know who designed the guitar. They did not take into account that somebody just learning to play guitar cannot, you have to build up the, calluses on your fingers.
Didn't you say it made your fingers bleed or something?
Well, no, I said I have a guitar. I can play the real thing. So I have practiced until my fingers bleed. And then when I got there, it was like I had never played anything. My fingers were cut up. And the strings were too small. And then on top of that, they took out the drum aspect, which is the biggest seller. Honestly, in Rock Band, that was the thing that everybody wanted, was the drums. Everybody wants to be the drummer. I don't know why. But they took out the drum aspect, where it was just you taking sticks and making sure they hit light shining up from the floor. That's not playing drums.
You know what? I would tell you this right now, that if somebody makes like a kit that looks a lot like a real drum kit, and like every like you could hit the different drums and it would correspond to the game, that would be awesome. Everybody would play that.
Yeah, Ubisoft has their version of I forget what theirs is called, but it's actually you can hook it up to any guitar and learn how to play it, which leaves you the ability to go to the store when you buy your guitar and pick strings that are not going to cut your fucking fingers up.
They all do.
No, they will if you practice long enough, but it shouldn't be the first time you play. You should not the first time you pick up a guitar your fingers are cut up and split open.
I play Guitar Hero, but the six strings cut my fingers.
No, you know what I mean. No, and I'm not talking about I play Guitar Hero. I have a real classical guitar sitting back in my room that I used to play every day. But my fingers didn't bleed until, you know, I had been playing for hours every day. I walk in to pick up the guitar at Rise of the Sixth String and was like, damn, look at that. I'm about to look at that. That's cuts. That is cuts. That's like razors. And they were like, oh, you have to press down hard on the... No, I don't want to press down hard. This is supposed... You're supposed to encourage people to want to play an instrument.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the soft and very thick string. Especially since it didn't matter. The key didn't matter. You know, you didn't have to really tune it or anything. It was just strings. You should have made them extra soft and easy on the fingers just to get people into it.
Exactly. I like that idea. That's a good idea right there.
Well, they fucked it up already. It's too late for them. But I do still have the T-shirt. This is a nice T-shirt they had. It was nice and fitted. I like to wear it as a dress every now and again. Throw a belt on with it. You know, my 80s belt with the crisscross? Yeah.
No, crisscross.
Yeah, you know, you had to wear the belt. You have one that had
on
it, and then you had the one that had the sparkle on the other side.
You're talking about the fashion, I know, but then I just was reminded of crisscross.
the actual
group.
No.
Do you want to jump now?
Do you want to jump now? Oh, yes. I got you now.
It took him a minute, Blonde.
Sorry. I try to forget. I have amnesia when it comes to really terrible.
What are you talking about? Do Haas? You don't need to know.
Oh, come
you on.
You
know the words of Haas.
You know you danced to that back in the day.
What? To my jump?
Actually,
you know
you're,
he did.
You're younger than me. You may not have.
Yeah, he did. He wore his pants backwards.
I was into rock. I was not listening to that back in the day.
Oh. Are you all complaining about not knowing the words of Du Hast?
Du Hast.
I have to agree with Lee Kumley from my rank. You don't got to know Du Hast. Du Hast. I don't know what I'm saying either, but I'm like,
Mr. Rock means, you asked me to stay and I did not obey. It's a song about some woman like leaving a guy. It's
I don't know, and it doesn't matter. That's just a nice song.
Anger.
Yeah.
You don't need to know the words.
I know the words.
All right, so what do you think about this whole Ken Levine thing, and, you know, games shouldn't be restricted from using controversial subject matter?
I agree with him.
He's the whole guy that went on the whole, you know, no racism and all the gender, sexual orientation, all that fun stuff.
Did he make Far Cry where they have all the racism and gender?
No. BioShock Infinite.
The only thing I have to say is game developers and ESRB need to get together and really push the rating systems here so that you can do those kind of things in games that are adult games.
You know, we say that, but what about the guy who put out that horrible movie and caused all the fighting over there? And we were all like, you know, that guy should be just about strung up for what he did. And now we're saying, sure, go ahead, put whatever you want in games.
I said whatever you want. I said we need our rating systems to be really pushed to the parents so that they understand. Just because it has game behind it, video and game does not mean it's for a child, which means your kid should not play this. And it's an adult game. It's for adults only. Don't kids shouldn't be looking at this or playing it. And then you can explore all kinds of crazy shit.
That's true.
But the problem is that they, whoever even handles the marketing for gaming, I think they get confused. Like, if I don't know if this ruling or this law is still in effect, but it used to be you couldn't show certain types of television commercials before a certain time at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like after or after a certain time at 8 o'clock, you know, then you had – so you had a commercial that would run that maybe would be, like, you know, very lighthearted and cute, and then later on, the later at night, the commercial would be racy. You know, you got maybe a little side boobage or leg, you know, depending on, you know, what the show was. And I see stuff during the day for games that should not be shown on TV during the day. You know, between the hours, what is it they say, five? It used to be FCC was between 5 and 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Things that they show because that's when kids are home and watching TV. So we're going to, you know, narrow it down. And I think the other day I saw a Far Cry commercial and he was stabbing somebody in the chest and, you know, Baby Nation was like, oh, and I was like, hey, you know, come over here.
That's right.
You know, that's not a zombie. Don't look at it.
There's some pretty, yeah, I have to admit, that's a good observation. There's some pretty intense stuff going on in those video game commercials. Like, was it Modern Warfare 3? I've seen that a bunch of times.
Yeah, during the daytime when you shouldn't be seeing it. That's why I was liking when Nintendo, we were talking about this week, Nintendo was going on about that Germany doesn't allow a certain type of content to be, you know, accessed or shown after a certain time. And they were like, oh, we're sorry to the players. And I was like, we all need to do that. At a certain hours, these
that
things should
awesome,
not be
yeah.
accessible to children. Because I don't know about the rest of y'all out there. And when I was a kid, I was up at night. That's how I saw Terminator. And that's how I saw Lady Chatterley's Lover at 3 o'clock in the morning because my mom was sleeping, didn't know I was up watching. You don't know what Lady Chatterley's Lover is. Yeah, watch HBO at night. But anyway, yeah, those things go on at night. Your kids get up. And if you know they can't access it.
Well, you know, a lot of TVs, at least I know the one that I have now actually has a little access code, and you can actually have it where it won't come on from a certain time.
Well, my problem is I'm one of those people that fall out and go to sleep wherever I am. So usually I leave the TV on because I'm somewhere nearby. And when I say fall out anywhere I am, I could be sitting on the floor, and when I wake up, it's like, ah, good morning. Ah, Corey, you slept on the rug. I sure did. Ah, you know, so.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, so I will wake up and look around, and there's Baby Nature's going, I mean, why is that woman naked? What are you doing in here?
Wow.
Yeah, so and my TV has the stuff on it, the codes and stuff, but I'm just usually watching it, and I end up passing out. So it don't work for parents like me. However, I don't want them to parent for me. Let me get that straight. I don't need anybody to parent for me, but my point is, if I knew she couldn't access it, like it was just at a certain time, it was gone. You know, I know if I wake up and I want to watch it, I push in a code. And same way as I think my TV has a screensaver, like it'll turn on if you're not, you know, if he notices you're not moving after code, you know, 5 or 6 hours, it puts a little screensaver, it kind of dims, but it doesn't go off. It dims out. Then I need something that just locks it out. All you can hear it, maybe some sound, or maybe it turns it down. She can't unlock it, except for Disney Channel.
Well, they have something like that. At least I know.
Isn't that what the Wii U is designed for?
Well, that's what the Wii U does, and they're getting flack for it. People are mad at them, but we didn't do it. It's Germany, but I'm like, what? Why would you?
Well, that's a good idea, though. That's an awesome idea. Yeah. Of course, you know, I don't like the idea. I mean, you can like override it, right?
Yeah, remember they said you can't override it, and it was some kind of crazy condition where you can override it. I can't remember what it was we were talking about earlier in the week. There is a way to override it, but it wasn't something that a kid would think of right away. Not a small child, anyway. Maybe 17, 18 would probably figure out.
I think the Wii has a little code on it, so I think the Wii U would have something. You know, you type in the code, you've got some kind of parental access that you've set up. If you're smart parents, set up your parental controls. Do it.
Right.
That's one thing.
Well, how do you protect them from commercials, though?
You said what?
How do you protect them from commercials, though? That's a really valid point. Like, how do you?
You can't, because that's supposed to be the FCC's job. But as we go along, some of this stuff is getting too relaxed, and the parents are getting angry at the wrong people. If the FCC would step up and ESRB again, I stick their ass, but then we wouldn't have those commercials being shown at the time.
Well, I think that should be addressed on two fronts. I like your idea. With the ESRB, should be addressed and solved on stuff. At the same time, parents, TV is not a babysitter.
We're not talking about that, Ginger, but the thing is, it's supposed to be the FCC set this up like way in the 50s.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a family hour, but they don't show it. So if you are running on that assumption, because this has been in place since long before any of us were even here, and it's supposed to still be in place, you have no way of knowing. I have my child watching the Disney Channel, and they're going to show a Far Cry commercial, and I've seen them do it. You have no idea.
Disney?
Yeah.
Oh.
in places it shouldn't be running. And Disney's like, Disney supporting Far Cry. And I'm like, Disney, come on. This is, you know, we're watching Beauty and the Beast. Come on. Why is there somebody stabbing somebody in the chest while I'm watching Beauty and the Beast?
Wow, that should not ever, ever be on Disney.
Yeah, and again, it's supposed to be between hours of 5 and 8, where TV is supposed to be safe. This is safe time for the kiddies.
You would be surprised, for those of you out there who have never interacted with small children, how actually torn up they can get over a cartoon and over something that you would like find not even like that remotely either scary or disconcerting, right? The kids can get like Disney cartoons. The kids can get like really torn up about stuff that goes on that. It's really crazy.
Baby Natrix does not like Finding Nemo.
I know.
Really?
I was on the phone with you when that
Were you on the phone with
her? Oh, that occurs, yeah.
She's a big girl. It freaks her out. And she used to watch it every day when she was like 2 and 3. But now something about it is not working for her. She flips out. It's a Disney movie. Whereas if it was zombies in it, she'd probably be fine. You never know what's going to flip their switch. So that's why they had that time period.
Hey, real quick, we don't got a ton of time, but I just want to ask one thing of you two real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The Wii U. Have you guys heard any stories about like it being hard to find? Or I haven't really heard anything about that. Like it's not
I was at GameStop a couple of days ago, and they had like 3 or 4 sitting right there.
Is that interesting to anybody? Because I remember how Wii U couldn't keep it on the shelves.
Remember, the Wii was a first of its kind, so everybody wanted it. This is not it's kind of a first of its kind, but kind of not at the same time.
Well, Nintendo hadn't put anything out, or like console out, in a couple of years before the Wii U, right?
GameCube, and everybody hated the GameCube. And then when they came with something completely different that we were like, oh, wow, what the hell is that? I want it. We had the sales quotes and stuff earlier in the week. They're doing okay. They're not doing, you know, it's not doing.
They're not doing Wii sales, but they're doing Wii U sales.
Yeah, they're doing fine. They're doing fine. So I'm not too worried about them. As far as everybody keeps saying, oh, they're going under. No, we have seen the numbers. They're doing absolutely fine. They're not going anywhere. And they're like Microsoft. They have where they completely knock it out of the park, and then they have their mediocre one. So what y'all need to be watching out for is they're testing you. What we're doing is, what did they say? We're beta testing their next console right now. And when they come out with the next one, where Microsoft's like, ha ha, we got you. Oh no, we don't. Oh my God, what is that they've done? Hey.
They're beta testing their next console. So how do you guys like it? You guys are paying full price for a beta.
You know, but they're not the first person to do this, so we can't even really bitch at them, because this has been going on for a while. People are just about paying to play a beta.
They do it anyway. You all do it anyway. That's what a pre-order is. You're paying to play beta.
Exactly.
You guys have heard me say this before, so this won't come as a big surprise. If we put out our own magazine, I would recommend it over this, but I would say if you are going to read the game magazine, I do like Game Informer. I'm sorry. I do enjoy it. And one thing about them, they said the Wii U, they gave it a final grade of a B-.
Which is not bad.
Really?
Yes. Here's the blurb real quick. It's just like one paragraph. We love the Wii U's HD visuals and surround sound, and the gamepad opens up new possibilities to extra screen. Nintendo has launched with 2 solid first-party games and finally gave fans a wide array of third-party titles that were never coming to the old Wii. The bothersome update installation, short gamepad battery life, and long loads bring things down. It says, but the not-quite-there online structure is the biggest letdown. Graphically, we won't know what the Wii U is capable of until developers have had more time in the system. As of now, Nintendo has caught up visually with 360 and the PS3, but is yet to prove it can surpass them.
It's not going to.
Sure.
Like I said, we're beta testing their next console. Think about the GameCube. You all were pissed the hell off at GameCube, but when they came out with the Wii, you may not have liked it, but it kicked ass. So the next one is where they're going to blow Xbox out of the water. They're just playing with them right now.
I guess we'll see. I don't know.
All right, well.
You know I like this song, though.
I know you do. Of course.
I'm fixing all right. Chicken. Somebody just left me a note on our Facebook page. Said they got some hot sauce and a machete. Let's do this. Please, the prairie chicken barbecue. Let's do it.
All right. Who's wrapping us up today?
I suppose I will, since I wasn't here. Y'all know where to find us. GameAndAtrix.com, new.GameAndAtrix.com, which is actually taking pretty nicely. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr and Fall Down and all kinds of good stuff. That I can't quite pronounce.
We're in some dark places. Come find us. Like us We're on Facebook and Twitter, so, you know, like us if you like us, and like us if you don't, because that'll teach us a lesson. Right. All right, guys.
Everyone's so fucking stupid.